Good morning if you are listening live this morning, and hello if you're listening on demand. And welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I will be here for the next hour. An exciting show today, I think. We're going to go back to the 1960s and a farewell tour announced by the remaining members of a best-selling supergroup who don't necessarily get the credit that they deserve, but they will here today. We've got new music from Coldplay, and of course Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. All right here on 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah. more you change, the less you feel.
Smashing Pumpkins from their great album, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. That's Tonight Tonight. And we heard 38 Special, Caught Up in You. On Rock of Ages on WMFO, good morning, Ron LaRussa here. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had a nice Mother's Day, if you celebrated, if you are a mother or no one. My beautiful mom is 90 years old and still going strong. And I did not get to spend the day with her, but really, really happy to have her in my life. And I hope you had a good Mother's Day, if you were able to celebrate. I've got a couple of special shout-outs today. First, I want to say hello to Joe in Weymouth. Joe is a friend and a faithful listener of the show. He is not listening this morning. He's dealing with a health thing as we speak. But I know he will eventually catch the show on demand. So I want to say, Joe, we're thinking about you. Good luck today. And in fact, we're going to dedicate today's show to you. And also, happy birthday to Phil. Our own Phil had a big one this past week. And so happy birthday. I know I join all of our listeners in saying thank you for the work you do, digging up those great songs for us every week on Phil's Pick. And like I said, I hope you had a really good day as you celebrated a big birthday this week. This week, Phil's going to be featuring a band that is no stranger to Rock of Ages. It was one of my favorite albums of 2020. Here's Phil.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Now You Know by Low Cut Connie. Low Cut Connie is a band based out of Philadelphia. They continue to carry the torch of good old rock and roll, totally influenced by their heroes, Jerry Lee Lewis, all the way to the Rolling Stones. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Hey! sensitive child. It was a bad time to be out in the wild, working in a club, out walking a strip, reaching for a kind hand. You start to lose your grip.
Stay on the stage.
1980s mainstay, Loverboy, Turn Me Loose. And we heard Low Cut Connie before that, Phil's pick for this week from the album Private Lives, as I mentioned earlier, one of my favorite albums from 2020. And the name of the song was Now You Know. In music news, an interesting announcement last week. The Monkees announced their farewell tour, which will likely take them to the Boston area on October 30th. It's kind of sad. Two of the four members are dead. Davy Jones died in 2012 and Peter Tork in 2019, leaving only Mickey Dolenz and Mike Nesmith, both of whom are in their late 70s now. But the announcement gives me a good excuse to tell you the fascinating story of the Monkees, whose music was a really big part of my upbringing and largely responsible for me falling in love with records and even eventually choosing radio as my first career. The Monkees television show ran from 1966 to 68, but it enjoyed a second life in syndication, primarily on MTV, throughout the 1980s. The concept was inspired from the Beatles movie A Hard Day's Night and was conceived for an existing band, the Lovin' Spoonful, but when producers had learned that John Sebastian already made a record deal for the band, they decided to cast the band themselves. The producers handpicked Davy Jones for the project. He had recently been signed by the production company after a successful run on Broadway in the musical Oliver for, I believe, which he received a Tony. But anyway, on September 8th through 10th, 1965, the producers put an ad in Variety and The Hollywood Reporter that said, "Wanted, folk and rock musicians and singers for acting roles in a new TV series. Running parts for four insane boys, ages 17 to 21. 437 young men applied, from which Mickey Dolenz, Mike Nesmith, and Peter Tork were chosen. Nesmith was a legit musician. He'd been recording and releasing music. Peter Tork was a folk musician who was part of the Greenwich Village scene, and he heard about the gig from his friend Stephen Stills, who was rejected as a songwriter for the series. And Mickey Dolenz had been a child actor whose dad was a successful character actor in Hollywood and was well known to the producers. So the Monkees' first single, Last Train to Clarksville, was released in August of 1966, just a few weeks prior to the TV broadcast, which was debuted on September 12th. Their first album, The Monkees, was released a month later. It spent 13 weeks at number one and stayed on the Billboard charts for 78 weeks. And 20 years later, during their first reunion tour, it spent another 24 weeks on the Billboard charts. Over the years, the group struggled with their producers over the musical direction of the show, and over time they were able to take more control. They wrote, performed, and produced their own songs, and so what started out as a bunch of actors in a TV show about a fictional band became an actual band with sophisticated music and incredible record sales. The Monkees sold over 75 million records, and their second album, More of the Monkees, spent 70 weeks on the Billboard charts, staying at number one for 18 weeks, and was the third largest selling album of the 1960s, a decade dominated by the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and so many other seminal rock bands. The songs are short, so I'm going to play a couple of songs now. The first is from their very first album and their very first single, Last Train to Clarksville. It's the Monkees on Rock of Ages.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. Because I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together. Morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No.
reservation, don't be slow. Ah, no, no, no. Ah, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Just a loudmouth Yankee, I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. There I lightly took advantage of a girl who loved me so. But I found myself thinking when the time had come to go. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing? Just for a little walk. I didn't know much Spanish and there was no time for talk. Then she told me that she loved me, not with words but with a kiss. And like a fool I kept on thinking of a train I could not miss. What am I? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
Well, it's been a year or so, and I wanna go back again. And if I get the money, well, I'll ride the same old train. But I guess your chances come but once, and boy, I sure missed mine. And still I can't stop thinking when I hear some whistle crying.
What am I doing hanging round? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am
couple in a row from the Monkees. As they have announced their final farewell tour, it will take them to Boston on October 30th. That is Mike Nesmith on lead, and the song is What Am I Doing Hanging Round. And we heard Mickey Dolenz on lead in Last Train to Clarksville. And again, the Monkees did not get the credit that they deserve. We did a show a few months ago about bands with more than one lead singer, and the Monkees actually had three, because Davy Jones also did a lot of lead vocals on a lot of songs. I've got a bunch of memorabilia from my time in radio, but probably my most prized possession is my autographed album, my Meet the Monkees album, autographed by Peter Tork. So I keep that one in a safe place. Well, I guess it is time for us to fast forward into 2021, and we've got some new music for you now. Coldplay have released their new song. It's called Higher Power. They premiered the track and video in space this week, first sharing it with the French astronaut Thomas Pesquet, who's on board the International Space Station. Higher Power is Coldplay's first new music in 2 years. The last album was released in 2019 called Everyday Life. And in a tweet announcing Higher Power last week, Coldplay said the song arrived on a little keyboard and a bathroom sink at the start of 2020. New from Coldplay. On Rock of Ages, this is Higher Power.
Three, two, one. use it. I got my hands up shaking just to let you know that you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and she really someone I wanna know. Electric. This boy is electric, and you're sparkling like the universe connected. And I'm buzzing night after night after night. This joy is electric. This joy is electric, and you're circuiting through. I'm so happy that I'm alive. Happy I'm alive at the same time as you. Cause you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and you're really someone I wanna know. Shaking just to let you know now.
This is Melissa from Uxbridge, Massachusetts. I start my week every Monday morning with Rock of Ages, the best rock from all eras on 91.5 FM and WMFO.org.
Staring at a maple leaf, leaning on the mother tree, I said to myself, we all lost touch. Your favorite fruit is chocolate-covered cherry. This watermelon, oh, nothing from the ground is good enough. Body rise, look what's over me. Oh, chariot, your golden waves are walking down upon this face. Oh, chariot, I'm singing out loud. Seeking moon's rebirth, rings made mirrors of the earth. The sun was just yellow energy. There is a living promised land, even over fields of sand. Seas just fill my mind and cover me.
Yeah.
Gavin DeGraw from his album Chariot, that is the title cut. And before that, we heard Coldplay, brand new from them. It's called Higher Power, and they've got a new album coming soon. That is the pre-release single, and happy to play it for you here first on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Ron LaRussa here with you. We do the show every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. Thank you for joining me today. And remember, you can listen to us on the radio at 91.5 FM, also on demand at WMFO.org. There are a couple of special things to note about this week in rock history. Today is Bono's birthday, Bono from U2. Yesterday, Billy Joel celebrated his 72nd birthday. But also yesterday, on May 9th, it is the anniversary of the day, May 9th, 1974, when Bruce Springsteen got a huge career boost when he opened for Bonnie Raitt at her Boston Arena show. The Boston Arena is now the Matthews Arena. It was bought by Northeastern in 1979, but it was then called the Boston Arena. He played a full two-hour set at Bonnie Raitt's insistence, which was pretty rare for an opening act. And he was so impressive that Rolling Stone's John Landau wrote in Boston's The Real Paper some words that have really stuck and been immortalized over time. He said, "I saw rock and roll's future, and its name is Bruce Springsteen. And on a night when I needed to feel young, he made me feel like I was hearing music for the very first time." I can't say I definitely remember the first time I heard this song, but I know it blew my mind. The entire Born to Run album did. Here's Bruce at his best, WMFO.
Midnight gangs assemble and picture beneath the city, two hearts beat. Soul engines running through a night so tender. In a bedroom locked, in whispers of soft refusal, and then surrender. In the tunnels uptown, the rats on dream guns him down. The shots echo down them hallways in the night. No one watches and the ambulance pulls away. Where's the girl shuts out the bedroom light? Outside the streets on fire in a real death waltz, between what's flesh and what's fantasy. Man, the poets down here don't write nothing at all. They just stand back and let it all be. And in the thick of the night, they reach for their moment and try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded, not even dead. Tonight in jungle land.
I have seen rock and roll's future, and its name is Bruce Springsteen. Those words written on May 9th, 1974. We will be back with more music right after this.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. The members of Jimmy Eat World met in high school in Mesa, Arizona in 1994. They released several EPs on an independent label in 1994 and 5 when they got the attention of Capitol Records, who signed them in 1995 when the band's principal members were just 19 years old. After three unsuccessful albums, they left Capitol and signed with DreamWorks Records, and in 2001 they released this song, which became an international hit. They're still together, they've released 10 albums in total, but no song has come close to the success of The Middle. Our one-hit wonder is Jimmy Eat World. WMFO.
Just take some time, little girl, you're in a little out the ride. Elvin,
Jimmy Eat World is our one-hit wonder of the album Rock Radio era. Today on Rock of Ages, here on WMFO. Boy, the show went very fast today. I got myself into a little bit of a time crunch. I do want to get one more song in, though. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, my friend Joe from Weymouth is dealing with a health thing today, and I want to wish him a very speedy recovery. He told me he wanted to hear some Little Feat, so we'll get that on now. This is Little Feat Live, All That You Dream, for Joe. On Rock of Ages.
Thank you.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Ron LaRussa. Until next Monday at 8 o'clock, thanks for listening. Until then, have a great week doing whatever it is you like, even if that means finally getting together with loved ones and talking about how many times you watched Forrest Gump during the pandemic. I'm not here to judge. And have a great weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
And you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.